It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
All right, friends, we're going to be leaning on you on the text line today because we're in brand new studios in Midtown Atlanta. Just moved yesterday, and our phone lines aren't working yet. So we're going to lean on the text line. 51539 is the Jen and friends text line if you've got some advice and guidance. And Marco, you said you've got something for group therapy today.
Yeah, actually, I'm just going to reverse it right back to you and put you on the hot seat, Jen Hobby, because, because I don't want to put your business out there. I'm lying. Yes, I do.
I do.
Yeah. Over the past couple of weeks, you have detailed the emails that you've been receiving from your ex.
Oh.
And I know there's an update with it. And I can just see it in your face that you're a little stressed out by how to handle this situation.
Mm-hmm.
So perfect opportunity with group therapy with our friends out there to help you out who may be going through the same thing. So start back from the beginning and explain what's going on.
Okay. You're just so calling me out. You're
yes,
just
ma'am.
Putting my business right on out there.
Because
today.
When I saw you saw her yesterday kind of looking at her phone and you could just see that look on her face like,
what do I do?
I don't know how to handle
this.
Well, we'll save it for tomorrow.
All right, if you're a new listener to the show, quick backstory on me. I was married before. I'm remarried now. I've been remarried for 9 years, have 2 kids. Everything's all good. But in my 20s, I got married very young, and I went through a divorce and have not talked to that ex in 11 years until about 2 weeks ago. I randomly got an email in the middle of the night. It came in at about 3 a.m., so I thought at first it was spam and then realized that it wasn't. And it was a friendly little middle of the night, hey, how are you doing? And it was a music suggestion to tell my brother to listen to an artist.
Mm-hmm.
So, odd, right?
Right.
Odd. And it ended with an, tell your brother I miss him and I miss you too.
And, that,
and I
that
was like, what?
That's where my eyebrow went up and said,
yeah. And then I, told my husband about it. And I said, this is the first contact we've had in 11 years. And it's nice. I want to write back and be nice. So I wrote something back that was really nice and didn't expect to really get a reply. And then I got another reply back. And it was just telling me about his family. I had asked about his parents and, said, I hope that they're well and that kind of thing. So it was a nice little exchange. It was a little odd. And that response came in at 1 o'clock in the morning.
So he's a late night emailer.
Mm-hmm.
When usually if you're playing around getting in the wormhole of the internet late at night, sometimes your emotions are a little more open and a little more raw.
You think?
Yeah. Well, because I think, Jen, when you responded back and we criticized you for this, you got way too wordy. Instead
you
of
said
a,
I was too nice, but I wanted it to be friendly. Like our
why?
Lives are so
Jen
different.
Hobby,
yeah, what are you?
You recited the preamble of the Constitution with that lengthy email. Send a one or two sentences and call it a day.
You left the door open for him to respond to you because
yes, you did.
Yours was very much, thank you so much, hope you're doing well, this and this and this.
Well, I definitely will say that I was searching for closure, and I've talked to my husband about this. Like, it's nice to have some sort of closure, to have some sort of, that was a... It was bad back in the day. It was not good. And so to have some sort of like nice exchange between us to me feels like the closure that I need.
But just the opposite happened. It wasn't closure. You opened the door for you two to be pen pals now.
It is
so
weird.
You are a pen pal with your ex.
So what do you think I need therapy about? Do I write him back again? Or would that be rude? Because I already responded once, and then he responded. Do I have to respond back again?
That was your closure, right? You wanted closure. That was your closure, right?
Well, that's...
By the first email and your first response?
Right.
Wasn't that your form of closure?
I think so.
Okay, because you're...
But there were other things he brought up again in this next reply that I feel like I should reply back to if I'm being polite. But if you guys don't think that's a good idea, maybe that's what we ask for group therapy.
Okay, so what's the worst that could happen if you start almost like an email exchange with your ex?
It's pleasant. It's kind. Like, what's the worst that could happen with it? I mean, I'm just wondering if anybody's been through this experience before. How do you handle that? In the past, like, we don't share children together. Mm-hmm. There's, it was just like... It was a clean
it was a
break.
A rough break, but it's over.
Your beach
moved on. You're married. You have kids. He has kids. You have your own separate lives. But now this email exchanges. And it's innocent. I think it's very innocent.
But it's opened up this whole can of worms. Again, this whole can of emotions.
Yeah.
And I've been having weird dreams and stuff like that. So it's definitely tapped into some old emotions going on. And hopefully we'll provide some closure.
This is why. Because
she's tongue-tied.
51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. So what's the worst that could happen?
Okay.
If you begin a very innocent email back and forth with the ex.
But and do I have to reply? Are we pen pals now? All right, 515-39 is the Jen and Friends text line. What do I do in this situation now that Mark put me in the hot seat? Thank you very much. It's cheaper than therapy. It's group therapy on Jen and Friends, Star 94.1.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Mark put me in the hot seat today. Thank you very much. Putting my business out there.
Because we're one big happy family.
All right, so here's in a nutshell what's going on. In a previous life of mine, I was married and divorced. It was a bad divorce. It was 11 years ago. Haven't heard from my ex in that amount of time, but recently just got an email from him. And we've been kindly, nicely emailing back and forth. And I'm just wondering, at what point does this end? Do I have to write back again? Are we pen pals now? Is that weird to be pen pals with your ex-spouse?
Mm-hmm. The exact same question is coming in over and over. 515-39. It's the Jen and Friends text line. Put your name on it, too, so we can give you credit. Everybody wants to know, what does your husband know and what does he think?
Oh, he knows everything. We don't have any secrets. So, yeah, as much as these emails have come in, or there's been two emails from him, one reply back from me, he's seen all of it. Mm-hmm. And I asked him last night, I said, you know, do you think I need to reply to be polite? And he said, no, I don't think so. I don't think you need to. He goes, but I don't think this is the last that you've heard of from him.
Right. Okay.
Because they're coming in the middle of the night. But my ex-husband is very much a night owl. And so it's not a total surprise to me that these would come in super late.
Another text coming in. Can you give any details of the most recent email?
It was just an exchange about we had dogs together that he got the dogs in the divorce. And he told me that one of them has passed and one of them is still alive. Told me about his parents. We kind of had that exchange about parents because obviously our families were in each other's lives. And he told me how happy he is being married to his wife now, and they have a daughter.
Okay. Here's some of the texts coming in. Some advice from our friends, our BFFs.
That's what group therapy is. So please text your advice, 515-39.
From the 770. It sounds like he's having a midlife crisis. Be cordial, but you need to shut it down.
Okay.
What happens when he comes to town and he sends you the let's meet up email?
No, ma'am. Don't do it. Do not even do it. Because you said earlier in the first break that you wanted closure.
Yes.
To me, you got closure when you got the divorce.
That's
when
true.
They served him them papers, there was your closure right there. And what does he want at 1 and 3 o'clock in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
To come over and bar a cup of sugar? I mean,
can
really.
Can I have a stick of butter? I'm making cookies.
I'm making a cake.
Yeah. I don't think that that's necessary to see one another.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it's been 11 years.
If I was at a real therapist's office, maybe they would say something different, but yeah. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Don't write back. I wrote back my ex. I gave him an inch. He tried to get back in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
But
that's
see,
coming
I don't
from
think that's
Jennifer.
Okay.
Alicia sends us a text, 515-39, Jennifer's text line. Alicia said, if you're going to do this, stick to email only. It is way better than calls and texts, and you can take your time and craft your response.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That is a good point, too, because you don't have to respond. You are now, you can shut it down whenever you want to shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Al from Canton says, exes are exes for a reason.
That's true. Yeah.
678, he's in the past for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel if it was Grant emailing back and forth with an ex? But I think it does need to be known that Grant knows all about this. This isn't, you're not responding when you get up at 3 in the morning and say, oh, did he send me an email?
No, not at all. No, Grant knows about everything, and Grant has a previous situation as well, and they are friends and friendly. And that doesn't bother me at all. I just think our lives are so separate and different now.
Right.
That we've moved on from it, that I don't feel like he would try to be back in my life in that way. But it does feel like this odd exchange. It's like, why are we doing this?
Write back one more time. This is from the 770.
Oh,
right
gosh,
back
one more time.
One more time and end it with something along the lines of, good talking to you. Have a good life.
Yeah.
That's one way to shut it down.
I wish you the best in your future endeavors.
You just fired him. He just got fired from your life.
Coming up in minutes.
Thank you guys so much. If you want to keep the advice coming in, I will pull up the text line and make sure to read all of those responses. Thank you for the free therapy, Mark Owens.
So that's what we do. We're
Thank
family.
Thank you for putting me on the spot. And Curtis, I think you're right. I think closure is closure. All right, I've got Marietta Plastic Surgery open house this Thursday night and a chance for you to get on the guest list for free injectables. That's coming up next with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.